Transition year students from St. Flannan's College are getting ready to take on a big challenge in aid of a number of local charities. Tomorrow they will climb Croagh-Patrick to raise vital funds for Carhartt-Cala Community Care, Milford Hospice and Cancer Care Galway. And to find out more about this, I'm joined in studio by transition year students from St. Flannan's, Maggie Murphy and Alex Fury, and also a teacher from the school, Edel Vaughan. You're all very welcome to the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks you. Very
much. Maybe Edel, can you tell us a little bit first off about this? Is this event? Is this the first time that this students from St. Flannan's have done this, or the TY students have taken part in an initiative like this?
It is, Ellen. Yeah, it's the first time they took part in this challenge. However, they have done a little bit of hiking before. I suppose we've done Mylossa, we've done Mullochmore before. But I suppose we like to encourage as well the student to take an active approach in kind of giving back to the wider community as well. So Claire Worley, one of our teachers in St. Flannan's, came up with this project for the TY Climb for Cancer. And it's great. There was a huge uptake, and 125 students will be heading up tomorrow, and they're really looking forward to it. I'm sure it'll be a mental test and a physical endurance and everything else, but it is the first time. But they do take part in other activities. They've done Sleep Out for Focus Ireland. They have done the Clothing Appeal for St. Vincent de Paul as well. So I suppose we're constantly trying to come up with new initiatives to get the students active and to get them involved in giving back as well.
Okay, so look, they've climbed other peaks, they've slept outside in the open air, so they're a hardy bunch. Alex, are you ready for this?
I am, yeah. All the students have been doing training for the climb, so the PE department have organised training to help develop walking muscles and the endurance, because the gradient of Croagh-Patrick is so steep, even though it is not that long.
Building up those calf muscles, so.
Definitely. So, and then students have also done their own personal training, Mylossa at Mullochmore as well.
Has it been good fun being part of this? I mean, you know, look, it's going to be a challenge, but it's nice to do something that you're out in the open, get a bit of exercise, and there's a lot of you doing it as well. It'd be a bit of crack.
Oh, absolutely. I think even just organising it, being able to work with all the other TY students and the teachers has been great fun, being able to do the different aspects like bucket collection, the bake sale, sponsorship cards. We're organising a raffle and an auction for signed jerseys. So we have Munster rugby signed jerseys. We have hurling, football and Camogie Clare jerseys. We have All-Ireland soccer jerseys. I think we also have the All-Ireland rugby women's jerseys as well. So all the different aspects has been great fun to organise.
Okay, well, you're doing quite a lot, Maggie. You're kept busy in TY by the sounds of it, doing all this. How much are you looking forward to tomorrow?
Oh, I can't wait. I'm just hoping it's dry, to be honest. But as Alex was saying, like, it's more just the lead up to it as well. Just all the organising, like being with the TYs, like the bake sale, we had that yesterday. That was a great success, having all the different years come in, donating, going around to people's houses and telling people about this, about these charities and how they can help. And yeah, so...
I know, look, it's great you're doing all this. I suppose you have to, because you're not just raising money for one charity, you're raising for three, and you want to make sure that they all get as much as they possibly can give them.
Yeah, so obviously everything we're raising, whether it's from our GoFundMe page, our sponsorship cards, bucket collections, 100% of that money is going evenly between these three charities, so it's great.
And three very deserving charities, Edel. How did you go about settling this? Because, you know, I'm sure when you think of doing an initiative for charity, there are so many of them out there and so many that need help from the public.
Absolutely. Well, I suppose being from Ennis as well and the school being situated in Ennis, I suppose there's nobody even in this room that hasn't been touched by somebody in their lives, somebody close to them, family members that has had cancer. And the work that they do, be it respite work, palliative care, bereavement support, you know, it's amazing work, and they do need lots of fundraisers, and every little bit helps. So I suppose we're just delighted to be able to do this and I suppose give back as well. And
And you're certainly doing that, because I'm looking at, aside from all the various initials like the bake sale and so on that the Alex and Maggie have mentioned, there is the GoFundMe page where you're looking to raise €3,000, and you're right on track, coming up to just shy of 2,300. It's at 2,265 at the moment. So you must be pretty happy overall, Alex, where you're at in terms of raising money for those three deserving causes.
Absolutely. It's as much money as we can get. They can't get enough support. So I think we should all, everyone should try to support these three brilliant charities as much as they can. And people who haven't done so already can still get involved. The GoFundMe is still open. This Friday we're going to be doing a bucket collection all around Ennis, so if people are in Ennis they can always drop in change. We have, as I mentioned, the jersey raffle and the auction coming up. We also are doing bag packing in Dunn's on May 11th. So really just as much as people can give. We also, and even companies have been brilliant for us. Tom Hawk from H&M Travel has sponsored the full cost of our buses up to Westport for the climb, so we'd like to thank him for that. We'd also like to thank Councillor Gabriel Keating for a very generous donation, and without them this climb wouldn't be possible, and the TY and management have been brilliant in helping out with this fundraiser.
Great to see so many people coming to help for a worthwhile cause. And Maggie, tell us a little bit about tomorrow. So what time are you planning to get up there and start this walk? And you know, like, what do you need for it? I'm speaking as someone who, you know, finds getting from the front door of my house into the car is a bit of a struggle. What kind of gear do you need? Is it just hiking boots and a good coat and a backpack, or do you need more than that?
Yeah, well, definitely plenty of snacks or whatever. We're leaving at 8 in the morning and we won't be back until 7 in the evening. So it's about a 3 to 4 hour walk, but there's also another trail that you can do, which isn't fully up the mountain. So yeah, just make sure you're pack lightly enough, because obviously you're climbing up a mountain, like you don't want to carry heavy bags or whatever. But yeah, just the essentials, water, a bit of food. Obviously if people have hiking boots, that's great, but sure, not everyone's into hiking, so just like sturdy runners or whatever. They've recently brought in steps up the mountain, so it kind of makes it more easier to go up. Obviously it'll still be a trek, but you know.
And not that I've ever been up there, but the view is meant to be pretty spectacular, so it'll be worth your while when you get up there.
If it's clear at all, it'll be absolutely fabulous. It'll be a lovely view of Clue Bay. And for, I suppose, we like to be inclusive as well. We have all different types of fitness levels of students as well, so there is an alternative walk from the foot of Croagh-Patrick, from Murrisk, along the Greenway out to Bertha Beach as well. So they'll do that a few times. It won't be, they won't be relaxing on the beach while
I know they'd be grand. Maggie and Alex told me before we came on Airedale they'll carry up anyone who's struggling on their backs, so they'll be fine. They can take two each.
It's great, because there will be adrenaline, there will be, you know, a deeper sense of friendship, I think, as well with the group as well, and a bit of self discovery and achievement and euphoria when they get to the top as well. So you know, and there are great characters in that group as well. So I think that the banter will be good up and down.
Yeah, I suspect you'll be tired, but very satisfied when you're coming home. That is for sure. And look, you're all doing it, all 125 of you, for great cause. Just to mention again, if you can help out, just Google GoFundMe, St. Flannan's Climb for Cancer, any of that will bring you to the page, and you find it easy. The donate button is easy to find. Transition your students from St. Flannan's College, Maggie Murphy and Alex Fury. Thank you to both of you, and best of luck tomorrow, and enjoy it. And teacher from St. Flannan's, Adele Vaughan. Adele, good to see you again. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
For coming in.
Thank you.
It is